We already discussed in a previous year the Mishnah Daf Nuntes that tells us about the distinction between an Ir Shel Yachid and an Ir Shel Rabim. We'll discuss now how that could be relevant l'maisa in terms of the definition of Rishus Rabim. Again, the Mishnah told us on Nuntes Amud Aleph in Erevin, Ir Shel Yachid v'Naseis Shel Rabim Ma'arvin Es Kula. If you have an Ir Shel Yachid, a private city, which then became a public city, you can create an Eruv to allow for carrying through all the Mevoos of that city. You can create a sheet of Mevoos that encompasses the entire city.
If it was Yachid, it became Rabbim.
If it was Yachid, it became Rabbim. V'shal Rabbim v'naseh shal Yachid, ein ma'arvin es kula. But if you have an Ir Shel Rabbim that became an Ir Shel Yachid, you're not allowed to be ma'ar of the entire area. You have to be mishayir, a small part of the city that is excluded from the sheet of Mevoos. Okay, what is an Ir Shel Yachid? As we discussed, Rashi writes, Ir Shel Yachid shelo hayu nichnasim batamit shishim riba shabani adam, a city that doesn't have a population or a traffic of 600,000 people, v'lo chashiv rishas rabim, delo dami ledigle midbar, presumably it would require the other, or lacking the other criterion of rishas rabim as well. The Ir Shel Yachid is a private city because it's lacking shishim riba, because it's not defined as rishas rabim. V'naseh shel rabim, the Tosfa b'diurin, it gains population increases, and now it becomes an Ir Shel Rabim. Oh, shenikbu b'shvakim, or it has a platya before, and it didn't have a platya, now it has a platya, and it becomes a rishus rabim. And shel rabim, shenaseh shel yachid, would be the opposite. You had a city that had a population of 600,000, had all the criterion of rishus rabim, and then the population declines, it's no longer a rishus rabim. So Ir Shel Yachid, Ir Shel Rabim, doesn't mean a privately owned city as opposed to a publicly owned city. It means a city that's a rishus rabim or not a rishus rabim. Tosos here as well seems to support Rashi's position, Dibur Maskel Ir Shel Yachid. As we noted in the past, the Ramban argues, the Ramban has a number of kashas on Rashi, and therefore the Ramban defines Ir Shel Yachid versus Ir Shel Rabim as follows. Shehaisa kol ha'ir mitchila shel adam echad. The Ramban defines it not based on population, but based on ownership. You have a city that originally was the property of a single person, a privately owned city, now it becomes the property of the public. If it's a privately owned city, then it would never become a Rishus HaRabim, the Alpha Pisha Bar Misocha Rabim Lisa Velite, even if multitudes use the city, come to do business in the city. Sounds like even in theory, if you require Shishim Riba, the Ramban himself doesn't require Shishim Riba, but even if you had a requirement of Shishim Riba, and you had Shishim Riba in this privately owned city, it would not be defined as a Rishus HaRabim, because at the end of the day, it's owned by an individual. Kevan Shah Rishus Kula Shel Yachid, Umitoch Rishus Ohein Ba'in L'socha, Rishus HaYachid Hi, V'ein Chayavin Alav B'Shabbat. Since it is all owned by one person, everyone comes and goes at the pleasure of that individual. If he wanted to, we could close off the city and no one would be able to object. Therefore, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. When he means Rishus HaYachid, it could be a Carmelis. The point is, it's not a Rishus HaRabim.
We got such things today?
Oh, we'll get to that. And then he quotes the Gemara on Daf Kaf Beis in the Asir Rabim Sugya. The Gemara that references that Yeshua is Ov Yisrael Haya, and areas that were Niach Tashvishayu that were of use to the Rabim, he gave over to the Rabim, and other things he gave over to Yachid. So that seems to indicate that there is such a notion as an Ir Shel Yachid, a privately owned city that would have a different status in Halacha. Alma Kol Rishus Shu Kanu LeYachid Ein Chayavin Olam Rishus Rabim. Any city that is owned by an individual, you're not Chayim Mishum Rishus Rabim. Alpha Pisha Rabim over Mesochan, even though the masses traverse the city. My Taima Rishus Rabim Kishma Sheish Rabim. Rishus Rabim means it is owned by or the property of the Rabim, as opposed to private property, which can never be a Rishus Rabim. So according to the Ramban, Ir Shel Yachid v'Naseis Shel Rabim means a privately owned city that went public, or a publicly owned city that became private. Nothing to do with Shishiribo, nothing to do with the definitions of Rishus HaRabim. According to the Rabban, even if you have a city that has Shishiribo and Tesai and Amba and Mefulash, Mishar, Lishar, Belisham, you can call if you have such a requirement of Mefulash, and it's Eina Makura, you can have all the requirements, all the criterion for Rishus HaRabim, but if it's privately owned, it's in Halacha considered a Rishus HaYachid, or perhaps a Carmelis.
What's the derivation from Tikla Midbar, or from...
It doesn't sound like it's from Digle Midbar per se, although Digle Midbar was not private property. It sounds like it's a Svara. There's an indication in the Gemara and Daf Kaf Beis that that's the case, that there's certain areas that Yeshua was Moser L'Rabim, certain areas that he was Moser L'Yachid, and the Rabban says in Svara, if you have a Rishus HaRabim, it's something that is the property of, or that the public has full rights to. If it's privately owned, the public doesn't have full rights.
Let's still looking at it indirectly. We're only defined it. Rishus HaRabim is talking about the case with the Malchum Levim.
The model for
Rishus HaRabim. And we call that Rishus HaRabim. So we need to say from the Digla Midbar, it's only.
No, so not every detail in our definition has to be done with the Digla Midbar. That is a.
Somewhere can't be.
It's a Svara.
It can't be a Svara that's a Rishus HaRabim, though. That's.
So the Svara is that if something's privately owned, that's not a Rishus HaRabim. I know from Digle Midbar. What are the criteria for Rishus HaRabim? Aside from that, there's a Svara that if something is privately owned, that's not a Rishus HaRabim.
The
hello, Zach. You're live.
Yeah, sorry, we're running late on Minsa here. Have you guys started already?
Yeah, you're on speaker.
Okay, very good. Let me not. Yeah, I'll just. Well, we'll listen until we have a staff meeting at 4, so I have to be here late. That's fine. Very good.
Okay, enjoy your 10 minutes on with us.
So we're saying this whole song is from the Pesukim Lachlan Dim, so you need to say somehow owned by one person doesn't apply to that case.
Well, it wasn't owned by one person. That is true.
Then that would be the Digla Midbar.
I'm sorry?
Then that would be the Digla Midbar.
What do you mean that would be the Digla Midbar?
That would be saying it's not a Shazaram, but it's not the Digla Midbar.
No, again, not every detail in what's not a Rishus HaRabim has to be done with the Digla Midbar. And the ingredients for Rishus HaRabim, let's say, have to be done with the Digla Midbar. As it is, we know, according to Medrash Rishonim, that not every detail that was in Digla Midbar transfers to Rishus HaRabim. Well, the Rishonim that assume that you don't need Shishiribo, even though the Midbar is Shishiribo, that wasn't definitional.
I don't have a problem with that, but you can't derive it unless it's...
I don't think that's true. If you have a Svar.
I was just saying, once you have a Rishus HaRabim, then something else can just say that, you know, that this doesn't count. But, like, it's not saying it's a condition of Rishus HaRabim. It's just outside of Rishus HaRabim. It could disqualify.
Even if something meets a criteria of Rishus HaRabim, if it's privately owned, there's a Svar that wouldn't be considered Rishus HaRabim. Now, Digla Midbar is not a cash in that. Digla Midbar wasn't publicly owned.
I don't know, Kasha, I'm just saying.
Right, so then that's a Svara.
To be derived somehow from Digla Midbar.
No, not every exclusion has to be derived from Digla Midbar. I don't think that's true. The Ritva says something similar to the Ramban. And the Rambam, Paskin's Halacha as follows. The Rambam, Perikei, Eirvin Halacha Yates, Perikei, Eirvin Halacha Yates, Keita Mishtafin B'Medina, how do you affect the Sheet of Mavoos B'Medina? That's not our issue. Then, Medina, can you know it? If you have an area, a territory which is privately owned, even if it becomes Shel Rabim, then you can have a single sheet of Mavoos that covers an entire area.
You say sheet of mavoz, what exactly?
Sheet of mavoz means that in a mavoi, or eru chatzeros, right, eru chatzeros allows you to carry in that chatzer, sheet of mavoz allows you to carry in the mavoi. Every colloquial eruv that we build, every tzuris ha-pesach eruv, also includes an eru chatzeros. So if you have a city that, let's say we're talking in the simplest case, we're talking about a walled city. So the walled city, if it's shel... Yachid, you're allowed to carry in it. that you have your mechitzas around the city, and it's not a rishus harabim, you can carry it, you still need a sheet to mevos. So the din is that if it's an ir shel yachid, we'll use now the Ramban's definition, which the Rambam seems to support, that it has to do with the ownership. So if you have, let's say, a walled city, in order to carry in the walled city, if it's privately owned, if it's an ir shel yachid, you can have a Erev Chatzeros or Shita Mavoas that's going to allow carrying in the entire city. If it's an Ir Shel Rabim, if it's publicly owned, so then you have to exclude a certain area, be Mishayer part of it, and that part wouldn't have a Heter Tiltal. That's the din of this Mishnah of Ir Shel Yachid, Vinaseis Shel Rabim. Now, it happens to be true, Rishachter points this out, that even though Rashi and the Ramban argue about the definition of Irshel Yachid, Irshel Rabim in the context of the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes, even Rashi should agree, lahalacha, that a privately owned city is not considered Shitz Rabim. Because everyone would agree to that Gemara in Daf Kaf Beis that indicates that Yeshua took certain portions of the land and was most of them to the Rabim, and certain portions that he was most to the Yachid. So that Gemara seems to indicate that a city that's bebailus hayachid, a city that's privately owned, is not considered to be a rishus harabim, even if it has the other criterion of rishus harabim. So this halacha of the shear that's requiring you to be ir shel yachid is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Sadi Beis Seif Aleph. Take a look if you have a mishabura. You could look on. So, So the Mechaber writes, Ir Shais a Kinyan Yachid, a city that is owned by an individual, Afilu Naseh Shel Rabim, even if it becomes public, Mishtatvin Kulam Shita Vechot, so it's sufficient to have a single Shita Erev Chatzeros or Shita Mevaos, Vitaltul B'chol Medina, and then they can carry in the entire city. I'm skipping a little bit. Actually, no, we won't skip. Let's just read straight. V'chein im haisa shel rabim, if it's a public city, v'yesh la pesach echad, and it has one entrance into the city, mishtafim kulam shitav echad, then you can use a single shitav. Aval im haisa shel rabim v'yesh la shtev sachim, that's the case in our Mishnah, Sha'am nechnasim bezeh v'yotzim bezeh. People go in and out at least through two entrances. Afilu naseis shel yachid, ein ma'arvin eskula. So then you're not allowed to create a shita for the entire city. Ela manicha mimena makam echad. You have to exclude one area from the shita.
The area that would be problematic for the Rosh Hashanah.
What do you mean?
Meaning it's saying, if it's so rabim, I see when I have to be a mishar, so what am I doing?
If it's shel rabim and it's shel yachid, so then because we're worried that maybe it's going to end up being a rishus rabim again and people are going to be unnecessarily makel to allow tiltal, so you have to have a hecker. If you're excluding a certain part of the city from the shitov, that creates a hecker that this is different than your standard shita mevos.
So it's like
right. So if you have an ir shel yachid that became shel ir shel rabim that became shel yachid, you need a shear. Okay. The Magen Avraham here is bothered That the Magen Rav never found anyone being careful about this kind of a situation of a city that a city shel rabim, where you exclude part of it from the tikkun. V'tzarachiyin delora isi nisarim b'zeh v'efshar disfilu karashi de'enikram rabim klusim ishishim ribo. So maybe that's because common practice assumes, like Rashi, that you need shishim, that ir shel rabim versus ir shel yachid is a function of shishim ribo. And therefore, since we don't have cities with shishim ribo, we don't have an ir shel rabim. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests, there in Sif Beis, that the reason this din of Shear is not practical anymore is because the whole point of Shear, as we just said, is to create a hecker. Right. To realize that if you have a city that became Shel Yachid, that the only reason that you're able to make a tikkun is because it became shel yachid, but if it's shel rabim, you wouldn't be able to carry in the city. So Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows: V'li nira she'ein shem aschala l'kushizu d'zeh she'etzrichu chachamim shir zeh v'arim shalahem. That was only relevant in their cities, in the cities of Chazal. She'ein b'kaf eschama sav v'va'ir, that in general their cities were walled. The lo nechzer sham raka eruv, and the only thing preventing carrying in such a walled city is the eruv hazeros. Ubazet sarach shir leheker, and that's where you need a heker to realize that the only reason you're able to carry in the city is because of the eruv hazeros. So we exclude a certain point so people would realize that. Aval ba'arim shalanu. Our cities aren't walled. The only way we could create a heter tilt on our cities is by making an eruv of tzuras haPesachs. Ugishenaskal kelechem tzuras haPesach machrizin she'asur l'taltel. And if one of the tzuras haPesachs becomes dysfunctional, damaged, everyone makes an announcement, you're not allowed to carry the Shabbos. So that's a bigger hacker. I call Rovim a Tzuras HaPesach. Shabachol Ksavasir. Everyone knows that there are Tzuras HaPesachs. Ukishatak of Achor Tzuras HaPesach. Asaloh. See, you can't carry past the Tzuras HaPesach. Vein lecha hacker Gadol Mizah. So the whole purpose of a Shir, Argus Aruch HaShulchan, is only relevant in a walled city where you need a hacker to realize that you're only allowed to carry because of the Erev Chatzeros. But in our cities, where they're not walled, and we have Tzuras HaPesach, so everyone realizes you're only allowed to carry because of the Tzuras HaPesach, and there's no concern of a michshol that people would carry without the Tzuras HaPesach if the Erev was down.
Why does walled cities necessitate more of a hacker?
By a walled city, the walls are there anyway. They're natural walls, right? So there's nothing that you're doing to create the heter tiltel beyond what was there anyway. So if they're ready walls, you're not doing anything to create an eruv to carry in the city, because the walls are already there. The only thing you're doing is the eruv chaseros, and that people wouldn't necessarily be as conscious about. So that's why you need a shear. But in a city that's mukaf by Surah Pesach, so then everyone knows that you have Surah Pesach, and that's what creates a heter tiltal. So there's no need for an additional heter. So as far as your question as to whether there are any Ir Shel Yachid, privately owned cities nowadays, that would not be a Rishis HaRabim. So Reshefter points out the Rockefeller Plaza is such an area. Right, Rockefeller Plaza outside Rockefeller Center is basically a city block that is privately owned. And I checked, I'm sorry?
That's one block.
That's one block. So even if you assume that Manhattan is the Rishis HaRabim, as we'll discuss, even if you assume either you have Shishim Rebo or you don't need Shishim Rebo, but even if Manhattan is the Rishis HaRabim, a privately owned block would still be a Rishis HaYachid. So Rockefeller Plaza apparently is such a Rishis HaYachid. And I wasn't sure if that's true Ada Yom HaZeh, but apparently it is, that it's still considered to be a private property. Ad Kedei Kach, that I found an article from the New York Times dated October 2011, that there are a few places in the city that are privately owned that the public has access to all year round, but they close up for an hour a year or a day a year just to show that they're actually privately owned. And Rockefeller Plaza being one of those.
I'm trying to think, are there any residential areas in that?
You know, are there apartment buildings on that street?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably not. Apparently there's also such a place called College Walk at Columbia University, which is a blocked off street. And it's closed for one day a year.
And what about this outside of Gluck, this walkway area?
I believe that is still city property.
We don't know.
Right, I believe that is still city property. But just to avoid any potential cheskas habatim issues, the owners of these properties or these streets apparently close them once a year, so no one should have a claim that the privateness of the property was given up. Apparently there are such cheska sabbatim kind of laws in common law.
There's like a squatter law.
Right, a squatter law itself, I don't know if that applies to a city block.
No,
but apparently there is such legal thinking to make these people still close it off once a year. Okay. So on that note, let's move on to begin our discussion of Shishim Rebo, which we'll have to continue after the Yamim Tovim. As we've noted before, major machlokas rishonim, whether Shishim Rebo is a criterion for Rishis HaRabim. Rashi on Daf Vav Amud Aleph in Shabbos, Vav Amud Aleph in Erevin, as well as the Rashi we just read on Daf Nites Amud Aleph in Erevin, is of the opinion that in order to be a Rishis HaRabim, an area has to have Shishim Rebo. It also seems to be the opinion of Tosfos, Erevin, Vav Amud Aleph, and Nuntes Amud Aleph. On the other hand, the Rambam, Perek Yudal Shabbos, makes no mention of Shishim Rebo in his analysis, presentation of the criterion for a Rishus HaRabim. And that Ramban, Adaf Nuntes, asks a series of kashas on Rashi's Shita. So we'll have to discuss, we're not going to get to much of this today, we'll have to discuss, if you do require Shishim Rebo, who counts towards the Shishim Rebo? We'll have to discuss whether the Shishim Rebo has to be present or have access to a particular street, or is it sufficient for the Shishim Rebo to have access in the entire city? And do you need Shishim Rebo b'chol yom? Do you have to have that number of people either having access or being present on a daily basis. But before we deal with those details about Shishamibo, let's first discuss how we assume this machlokas Rishonim, how the shitas line up. So as you've noticed, the Mechaber in Simen Shin Mem He has a Stam V'yeshomim, Shin Mem He Se'if Zayin, Ezer Shesarabim, Rechovah Seshvakim, Arachavim Tesayin Amma, Ve'ina Mekurim, Ein Lam Choma, Afiliyesh Lam Choma, Im He Mufulashim Yishar Lashar, Havir Shesarabim. So the first day in Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of Shishim Ribo, V'yeshomrim, Shakol she'ein shishim riba overim ba b'chol yom ein rishis harabim. V'yesh omrim, second opinion, if you don't have shishim riba, it's not a rishis harabim. General kol yapsak in the Mechaber, usually the Mechaber quotes a day of the Stam, and the yesh omrim, the Mechaber means to paskin like the Stam. So says the Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkatan Kaf Gimel. Ulinyan Alacha, Midas HaMechaber, Dekas of Day of Zu, Rak B'Shem Yesh Omrim. The fact that the Mechaber quotes Shishim Riba only as a Yesh Omrim. Mashma de la Halacha, Los Rilei Kein. Sounds like the Mechaber doesn't assume that way, La Halacha. Umikal Makom, Ein Banu Korach Limchos, Biyadu Somchim Al Day of Zu. We don't have the ability to protest those who rely on this opinion. Today, Azu Gam Kein Lo Das Yechidah, he is not a Das Yachid. Kamo Shekasatu Be'er Lacha. V'chein Siddidu Kam Achronim. V'chol Bal Nefesh Yachmir L'atzmo. So Mishmura seems to indicate that common practice is to be Somech on the position of Rashi, Ein Limchos, but Bal Nefesh Yachmir La'atzma. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Lachi here attempts to quote other psakim on the Mechaber that evidence that you don't require Shishim Riba. So for example, in Simen Shin Sadi Beis that we just looked at, the Simen of Ir Shel Yachid, Ir Shel Rabim, there the Mechaber only quoted the Rambam's definition of Ir Shel Yachid, Ir Shel Rabim, not the definition of Rashi. So Mishnah Berurah thinks that sounds like the Mechaber is going with the position of the Rambam La Halacha that you don't need Shishim Riba. However, the Taz and Magen Avraham seem to have a more robust endorsement of the Yesh Omrim, at least La Halacha. Take a look at the Taz Sif Katan Vav. Taz Shin Mem He Sif Katan Vav. Kasa Beis Yosef Hadei Achrona Hidas Rashi Vatosos Varush Vator Vesmag Vesmak Vesefer Truma Varokeach. And the Marivayo. Day Rishon is a Rambam, Ramban, Rashba, Magad Mishnah, Ran, Rivash. Vitim Hasi, the Kankas of Esel, Shema, Magad Mishnah, Ramban, Rashba, Deinusar, Shisha, Riba, Bokim. Ulael, Simon Shalamadal, the Kasavatola, Hakshel, Sasefer, Chumiak, Svar, the Inkanis, the Raisa, Lididan, Jane Lenner, Shisarabim. And then he says the Rashba himself seems to say otherwise. The Alkena Machmir Yachmir Latzmo, the Ein Biyada Limchos Lamashinog and Achshav Kosan Arabim Shemakilim. So common practice is to be Mako, and you have no right to protest that. And that's what we've noted in the past, the Ramban a number of places, who writes that Ein Lenu Rishis HaRabim B'Zman Hazeh seems to assume that Shishim Riba is a criterion. That's why we don't have Rishis HaRabim B'Zman Hazeh. The Rama in the end of Shin Mem Vav, for example, among other places. Nagan Avram thinks that you see that in the Mechaber also. In the Mechaber in Simon Shin Gimel. Sif Yud Ches. Simon Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches. Mechaber writes that nowadays women go outside with all types of tafshitim. Even though if it's a rishus harabdim, that's not permitted. So that sounds like the Mechaber also is acknowledging that we don't have a rishus harabdim bizman hazeh. This is Simon Shin Gimel Sef Yud Ches. Now the Shaaretz Tzion rejects that. Shaaretz Tzion here in our Simon Sif Kaf and Kaf Beis writes after Magen Avraham Kasav Lochiach Midas Amachaber Baatzmo the Simon Shin Gimel Delididah Unless There Is Just a Rabbim. So even though the Magen Avraham attempted to prove in that Mechaber in Hilchos Hotzah in Hilchos Bameisha Yotza Simon Shin Gimel that we don't have Rishas Aram as Manazah Ein Rayim Yizeh Dehetek Rak Lashem Balatrumos. So that line is just a citation of the Balatrumos but not necessarily reflective of his own position. Aruch HaShulchan writes Sif Yud Zayin Vine Mefarshi HaShulchan Aruch Kasvu Derov HaPoskim Sovrim Kishita Zu. Right, Taz Magen Avraham Most Poskim Assume That You Need Shishim Ripa Like the Yishomer HaOmnam Echem Yagadolim Bedur Shalafaneinu Hirish HaOlam Ala Erevin Shalanu. One of the Gedolim of the previous generation, which is the Mishnas Yaakov, Yaakov Karliner, who wrote a series of Shuvas trying to prove that the majority position of Rishonim is not to require Shishim Ribo, and he railed against the common practice of making Erevin in cities. The Harib Aliyal, he proved She'osir Mehim Harbe Yosir Mehim Akilim, that those who Aser are the majority. Ach, Mefarshe Shachan Aruch LaRom, Kilonit Pusu B'Meim HaKilim. So the Mishnah Yaakov claimed that had the earlier Achronim seen all the Rishonim that they didn't have access to, they would all have acknowledged that the majority position is that you don't require Shishim Riba. The Aruch HaShulchan nevertheless concludes himself, even if the Mishnah Yaakov is right, Avala Kol Panim, Ma Mo'il HaArichas, what use is all the Arichas of the Mishnah Yaakov in the series of Tshuvos? Acharesha Erevin Nispashtu Barov Ara Yisrael, that Erevin already had become common in all their cities, Harbe Me'os Shana Mikod, for hundreds of years. Virak al smach heter zeh, based on this heter that you don't need shishim ribo, uki'ilu baskol yatsa halacha kishitazu, as if a baskol came out and said that we paskin like Rashi, v'yimbadul akev lo levaz shelo yitzaisu, if we're going to uproot what was the centuries old practice, not only will people not listen to us, elanirakin mishtagim, it will look like we're crazy. Shadavar Zen Espashe B'chol Yisrael. This was a common practice for generations. Ubeposkim Da'inna Ein Lana Rishus HaRabim Rak Ba'arim Sfuros Vagadolos Ba'olam K'mar Arei Melucha Sheish Rem Shishim Riba V'lo Bar Mishalonu. And that was the approach of poskim that we don't really have Rishus HaRavim barring the largest cities in the world. And then the Aruch HaShulchan goes on to explain his heter that we discussed previously, that Rishus HaRavim is only a Rishus HaRavim where there's a single platya or a single sratya in a city. So even if you accept the Mishnah of Yaakov, in terms of Shishar Mibo, Aruch HaShulchan argues we wouldn't have Rishus HaRavim anyway.
Would we get that at all relevant, that people aren't going to listen and they're going to think they're crazy if they're passing appropriately? Why does anything else matter?
So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's general approach to Psach, that there's a lot of... I'm sorry?
Where does he get that from?
Where does he get that from? We can work on Menhagim some other time or policy in Psach. That's not our focus right now.
Don't you just have a chiyuv to paskim? What do you think halacha is?
A person would have the chiyuv to paskim what he thinks halacha is, but in terms of paskim for the masses, the Aruch HaShulchan believe that there's a certain value to practices that were condoned by poskim for previous generations.
Is he justified anywhere?
I'm sorry?
Is he justified anywhere? Or talk explicitly about it?
I don't recall. That's not my expertise. So the Mishnah Berurah himself in the Be'er Halacha here quotes 12 Rishonim who are Mako and 12 Rishonim that are Machmir. And the Mishnah of Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim themselves argue about how you line up the Rishonim. Mishnah of Yaakov is in Siman Kuf Kaf. Mishnah of Yaakov are Chaim Kuf Kaf. And his Bar Pluksa was the Beis Ephraim in Siman Kaf Vav. Beis Ephraim, in addition to the 12 Rishonim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, in the Beis Ephraim's list, he has an additional 11 Rishonim that are Mako. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Yud Zayin, Se'if Kaf Aleph, or Ha'ara Kaf Aleph rather, Perek Yud Zayin Ha'ara Kaf Aleph quotes that Rosh Hashanah Zalman would quote the Tshuvas Beis Av Tinyana, who's a Rav in Manchester, Simon Vav, based off Tinyana Simon Vav, who quotes an additional 7 Rishonim that are Mekel. There's an entry in arevonline.blogspot.com, who's wrote extensively on some of these Erevin issues. So he tries to count up the Rishonim that are Mekel and comes up with a total of 34 Gaonim and Rishonim that are Mekel. And the Sefer Rivo Seir from Antwerp that we quoted last time or previously, he quotes a total of 50 Gaonim and Rishonim that are Mekel. Rabbi Karp in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, Chela Gimel, others point this out also. Mehilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, Chelek Gimel, beginning on page Shin Yud Gimel. He just points out, even the list of Rishonim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes among the Machmirim, Yesh Ladin, and some of them, whether that's so clear. So, for example, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbeinu Tam as one of the Machmirim that you do not require Shishar Mibo in the definition of Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Karp just points out, if you look at all the citations of Rabbeinu Tam among his Talmidim, that's not at all clear. So you have Tosos Shabbos Samach Gimel Amud Beis, who quotes Rabbeinu Tam as requiring Shishar Mibo. Okay, Tosos Shabbos Samach Gimel Amud Beis quotes Rabbeinu Tam as requiring Shishar Mibo. And even though Tosfos here in Erevin and the Vav and Aleph asks Akasha and Rashi, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ketzem Arvin Derech Rishav Sarabim, he quotes Rashi, the Kasha Lebeinu Tam the B'Shabes Perek HaZorek Amar the Agalas Havu Tachtein Abinein Rishav Sarabim the Tachtein Lo Havu Shishim Ribo. How can you tell me there's a requirement of Shishim Ribo? What about the Agalos? The Gemara says underneath the Agalos is the Rishav Sarabim. There weren't 600,000 people hiding under the Agalos. That's
in the Midbar though,
right?
And underneath the Agalos happen to also be in the Midbar. Just it's Lafuki inside the Agalos.
The Benetam's Kasha is that Tachtein sounds like the area under the Agalos is also Rishus Harabim. So the presumption or the assumption of this question, which we'll have to discuss next time, is that you need Shishim Ribo in every specific area that you're defining as Rishus Harabim. Not 600,000 in the entire area, but if a street is Rishus Harabim, you have to have Shishim Ribo in that street. And by extension, if the middle of the street is Rishus Harabim, you'd have to have Shishim Ribo there. So that seems to be the assumption of Tosfos Kasha.
No,
much more. The middle of the street.
I'm sorry?
You just say it goes lengthwise.
Sorry?
If people stopped at a certain point,
right,
the assumption would be over here, wouldn't it be Rishus Harabim?
So that seems to be right. That seems to be the assumption of Benetam Kasha, and then and that's Tosfos' rejection. Vamari, to Mikol Makom, Darken Ayalas, Leisav Alavabo, Saderach. You're not looking at under the Agalos. It means in that area there were Shishim Ribo that accessed that area.
I'm saying even the whole Mashmash of the Gemara was like Fuke inside the Agalos.
Okay, good. Granted, fine, but Benetam seems to, in the Kasha, be assuming that Tachtein is literal. You have to figure out why. But anyway, Rabbi Karp says, so Benetam asked the Kasha, and the Rigave the Terek to the Kasha. So you don't see from here necessarily that Benetam argued on Rashi Lalacha. If you have Benetam elsewhere that indicates you need Shishim Bibur, he asked the Kasha on the Shita. But it's not explicit that he argues on the Shita. And then he points out that other of the later Bali Tosos called Rebbeinu Tam is requiring Shishim Ribo. Sefer Truma Simon Reish Lamites Mordechai Shabbos Simon Shin Nun Hey. And even though the Ritva in that sukkah of Irsha Yachid on Nuntes and Erevin quotes Rebbeinu Tam is arguing on Rashi. But again, in the earlier sources of Rebbeinu Tam, the earlier citations, we don't find that. So at the very least, Rabbi Karb says, Rebbeinu Tam could be a toss-up. Rebbeinu Tam could be a question mark. Because maybe there are contrary indications. But how can the Mishnah Bruah be so convinced that Rebbeinu Tam is definitely from the Machmirim to count him in that list? Yeah?
The wagons were moving forward. So that area had 6,000 people going through, didn't it? They moved forward and there were people there.
Okay.
So that's an area through which 600,000 people passed even within a day. And when it's covered, you poked it.
So what are you trying to say?
That would say 600,000 people need to pass through that actual area. They just happen not to be passed through at that exact moment.
Right, so that's not where Rebbeinu Tam is assuming the Kasha.
Is it one way to say that?
I don't know, let's figure it out. Okay. And then he says the Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Rashba as being from the Machmirim. Also not clear. It's true that the Rashba doesn't quote Shishim Ribo as a condition, but at the same time, the Rashba and Tshuva that we quoted earlier, Chelek Alusim and Tashin and Beis, does mention Shishim Ribo. That was the Rashba that says then a Sratya Plakta doesn't need Shishim Ribo. Sounds like, otherwise, you would require Shishim Ribo. So it's true the Rashba in Chidushim doesn't mention Shishim Ribo, but the Rashba in Tshuvas is Mashma that you do require Shishim Ribo. And then the Ritva also, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ritva among the Machmirim, says also not clear. It's true that the Ritva and Erevin and the Irshal Yachid Sugyan and Tess says like Tosfos that you don't need Shishim Ribo, but the Ritva and Shabbos Davav says you do need Shishim Ribo. Says you don't need Shishim Ribo B'chol Yom, but it sounds like you do need Shishim Ribo. So the Ritva says different things in different places. So how do you know what the Mishnah Chron is? How do you know what the Ritva's bottom line is? So you have to go through these Rishonim that the Achronim quote to figure out exactly how compelling it is, where to line them up in the Machlokas of Shishim Ribo. Okay, next time we'll have to discuss the other details of Shishim Ribo, how you calculate it, do you need B'chol Yom, does it have to be in the street, and other related issues. Okay, we'll stop for now. Gemara Chesina Tova, we'll pick up Mitzvah Hashem after Sukkos.
Two questions.
Yeah.
First, how much of Erevin do you anticipate us getting to? It seems like there's a lot.
In terms of Simanim, if you want, I can show you what Simanim will do, but I expect to cover the basics of Rishuyos and Mechitzos.